North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper says his office will not defend the state in a federal lawsuit challenging House Bill 2. WFAE's Duncan McFadden reports.
Cooper says the broad bill passed in a one-day special session last week is unconstitutional. The law overrides Charlotte's expanded non-discrimination ordinance and establishes a statewide policy that excludes LGBT people. The ACLU and other advocacy groups filed suit this week, claiming it violates LGBT individuals' civil rights. Speaking at a press conference Tuesday morning, Cooper said the policy will have negative consequences for North Carolina and called on lawmakers and Governor McCrory to repeal it.
Not only is this new law a national embarrassment, it will set North Carolina's economy back if we don't repeal it.
Cooper says the law will prompt a flood of litigation. The announcement marks a change in course for Cooper's office, which is representing the state in lawsuits challenging North Carolina's voter ID requirement, something Cooper personally disagrees with. But he says the non-discrimination bill is different because the new law conflicts with hiring practices in the state treasurer's office as well as his own. Republicans responded by saying Cooper is not doing his job as the state's top lawyer. Senate leader Phil Berger called on him to resign. Cooper is a Democrat and is running against Governor McCrory. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.